where they finished first this year in their playoff. They come out of the District 2 8 bracket. And wild card rankings, they are sitting third at 25-7 with 45 wild card points. And the best part of this, their location, ready? I got 102 Nelson Street here in Cambridge. Population is 1,071. Come down Highway 4 and 34 from Fall City, 257 miles, or a little over 4 hours and around 13 minutes. They are in Furnace County, number 38. They were originally founded in 1870, called Pickletown, and then changed to Cambridge, and they are located close to the Republic River. All right, my name is Troy Nelson. Along with me is my daughter, Mackenzie.
Hello. So, I will be calling for Fall City Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart comes in with a record of 18-15. They placed third at the Pioneer Conference, which was a really good win for them coming in. They won their district. They beat Diller O'Dell in 5 sets. A really close game, but they pulled it out. So we are here in Cambridge, and we're getting ready. We've got 7 minutes left on the clock. Let's see here. So Sacred Heart is 40th enrollment with 17 girls out. They have a really big freshman class. We have one senior leader, and they're looking to punch their ticket to state today.
All right, very good. And Sacred Heart won the toss, and they elected to serve, correct?
Yep.
All right.
First.
Okay. And, again, looking at Cambridge, their state history, they were champions back in 1993. They were 4 times in the finals. Their last time at state was last year. They are currently have a 4-year consecutive streak going for making it to state. All right, so they last year they got beaten the first round by Exeter Milligan Friend in D1. That was in D1 last year. This year, and let's see, in 2023, the year that they won it, they were in D2. So they were the 2023 state champions in D2. All right, they defeated Shelton that year in state, Why Not, and Overton. All right, and again, going back in history, 2005 to 2008, they had a 4-year consecutive state run. And then in 2018, they went back and lost to Johnson Brock. That's a familiar name for the Fall City Sacred Heart fans. And then started another 4-year string right now, 2021 to 2024. So the senior class for Cambridge, which there are only 2 of them on the team as we go through the roster here later, all right, has a lot of state experience. All right, Mackenzie, you got Sacred Heart there?
Yeah, so Sacred Heart is looking to punch their ticket to state. They have not been back in a few years. Their last trip was in 2022. They lost to Humphrey St. Francis that year in the first round. They did win the championship in 2021 in a 5-year run from 2018 to 2022, and we're looking to get back this year. It'd be nice to take a trip back. Your one senior leader is ready for that.
Yeah, and again, I was saying this to your mom last night. Dacey was a freshman the last time we were there.
2022?
We're in 25 now. Do the math, girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. I mean, the year I was there, she was my water girl, so
right?
It's fun watching her play.
And what year was that?
Oh, gosh, 2019. We lost to Why Not when I was there in 2019. She was my water girl, so it's fun watching her out there on the court, knowing, you know, she got to see a piece of that 5-year run, and
right.
Now she's hoping to get back.
And again, for our listeners at home or on the MSC Sportsnet radio, this is my first time calling volleyball live. Again, the only time I did call it was your senior year. But
state,
I was John's assistant that year, so I didn't do a whole lot, but just yell and watch you. So, I apologize now if things don't sound great. All right, looking at Cambridge's schedule for the year, again, they're coming in at 25-7. And I went down the roster here. They played Southwest 4 times. They lost 3 of them. But they are on a 6-match win streak, all right? So their losses, all of them, except for one, have qualified for, well, I shouldn't say qualified, they're in the district finals today. So their losses were really competitive. So again, they lost to Southwest 3 times. They're in the district finals. They lost to Overton once. They're in the district finals. All right, they lost to Maywood Hay Center. They're in the district final. And then you look at, they played 2 Class B schools, Gearing. They lost to Gearing. They're in the district finals. All right, so they lost to some very competitive schools that are in the district finals. And again, they are on a six-match win streak dating back to their RPAC, where they upset Southwest in the semis, and then they beat Dundee County Stratton, who is in the finals tonight to do, all right? And then they beat Wilcox and Franklin in their district playoffs. So, Sacred Heart.
Yeah, so Sacred Heart's coming in at 18-15. We started off a little bit slow this year. Our first two home games we dropped to Lord Central Catholic, who's in district final tonight as well, and then dropped our second game to Rockport. But, you know, towards the middle of the year, we started to kind of pick it up a little bit. That third place win at Pioneer Conference kind of proved that, yes, we are very capable of, you know, continuing our season out and growing. Miller O'Dell, that last game for that district champ, you know, that was tight.
Yeah, went five
tight,
sets.
Went five sets,
won
yes.
the first two, lost the second two, and then the third one. Yeah.
Yes, yep. Yeah. When we're on. So hopefully tonight we can get that on and get it going.
And one of the things that I was looking at ahead of time, looking at the rosters, Cambridge is a lot taller. Again, in volleyball, that's a big benefit, but again, that's not everything. I was listening to a different radio station's Cambridge coaches show, and she said that looking at the tape on Sacred Heart, that they are small, but they are scrappy, so you just have to be ready to play.
Well, and as Coach Paige Vitosh always says, if you can't serve, you can't pass. You're not going to score points, so that's where that comes from.
There you go. All right, Mackenzie's pulling out from her junior high. She helps assistant Coach Paige here on junior high team, so you had the freshman class last year,
yes.
So you know them pretty well.
Yep, I know this freshman class really well. That it's a big, large freshman class. We've got a lot of girls out in that freshman class, which is really nice to see.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're watching that progression from your first year coaching. Now they're out here in the high school playing field, and it's nice to see, you know, their growth. They're still growing from junior high to high school.
Yeah. We got 2 minutes still left on the clock. We're going to keep talking for a little bit, but we'll send it back to Aaron when they get ready to do the national anthem, and then we'll come back and do our starting lineup. All right, so again, we are in Cambridge, Nebraska, for the Cambridge Trojans against the Fall City Sacred Heart District Volleyball Championship. The winner of this goes to state, as you heard Mackenzie say, all right, and the loser goes home. All right, again, Cambridge is ranked third by the wild card point. So, again, they are the odds-on favorite. All right. But, again, this is all on paper. Just like any game you play, any sport you're part of, everybody's got their paper ready to go. But once the game starts, anything can happen. All right, 1 minute left up there. Again, Cambridge coming down highways 4 and 34 when you leave Fall City, 257 miles away, 4 hours and about 13 minutes. Cambridge belongs to the Furnace County. All right, the last license plate when we rolled in, we're all 38. All right, we are sitting on the stage here right behind the Sacred Heart bench, and Cambridge is off to our right. All right, and it looks like they're getting ready to do the starting lineups here, so we might as well do the starting lineups and then take a break for the national anthem.
Well, it looks like we're going to do anthem first.
Okay, so Aaron, if you're ready, yep, they're sitting up here. We're going to send it back to Aaron Wisdom in the studio. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KTNC AM 1230 and FM 107.1.
Whether it's your hometown gear or a quick-to-go meal, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Fall City. From custom tees and cozy hoodies to snacks and to-go lunches, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at w7designco.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Fall City. Custom looks from homegrown roots.
When it comes to ag insurance, you have choices. At E&E Ag Insurance, we believe producers should know their options. Hi, this is Erin Rishik.
And I'm Erin Odin. Together, we have made a commitment to educate producers on the details of each policy. Risk management is very complex. Our fresh take on crop insurance will help you make informed decisions.
And that's where our expertise comes in. Let us meet you where you are, on the farm or in the office, to discuss options.
E&E Ag Insurance in Beatrice and Fall City. Your farm, our commitment.
Looking to upgrade your floors? Fresho Floors in Fall City has you covered. With 25 years of experience, they deliver top-notch craftsmanship and custom coatings for homes and businesses. From design to installation, Freshel Floors offers start-to-finish solutions, and their work speaks for itself. Call 402-245-3567 or visit FreshelFloors.com to schedule your free estimate today. Freshel Floors, quality flooring, hometown solutions.
Before the turkey hits the table, hit the pavement for a cause. It's Community Medical Center's annual turkey trot, Thursday, November 27th. Walk, run, or stroll to support the Senka Food Pantry and Richardson County House of Hope. Join us on the CMC campus. Registration starts at 7:30 with the trot kicking off at 8. Entry's just $25 and every step makes a difference. Register online or contact Linda Santo with questions. Let's give thanks and give back. The CMC Turkey Trot, November 27th in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Cambridge High School here, home of the Cambridge Trojans. They're the host of the Class D2 Volleyball Championships today. Again, on the road with Sacred Heart, I will do the Cambridge roster here. Non-starters, number 5, Regina Pena, 5'10 sophomore. Number 7, Kate Salberg, 5'10 sophomore. All right, and then your starters, number 13, Annabelle Taylor, 5'10 senior. Number 10, Elizabeth Kubik, 5'8 junior. Number 8, Jocelyn Holtz, 5'9 junior. Number 4, Colburn Clapham, 5'5 freshman. Number 3, Mallory Springer, 5'10 senior. Number 2, Brooklyn Holtz, 5'9 junior.
All righty, and then your non-starters for the Sacred Heart Irish. You have number 2, Bailey Limeron, a 5'7 freshman. Number 10, CJ Tisdall, a 5'4 freshman. Number 12, Kinley Lechtenberg, a 5'7 freshman. Number 14, Peyton Georges, a 5'6 freshman. Mace Taft, a 5'7 freshman. Number 19, Stella Waller, a 5'8 freshman. And number 21, Brinley Jones, a 5'6 freshman. And your starters today, setting up on the court, you have number 1, Isabel Newsom, a 5'8 junior. Number 3, your captain, Daisy Witt, a 5'7 senior. Number 4, Dorothy Krause, a 5'7 junior. Number 8, Ryan Westingard, a 5'7 sophomore. Number 11, Kemper Simple, a 5'8 freshman. Number 22, Hallie Jones, a 5'9 junior. And your libero, number 5, Emerson Courtney, a 5'5 junior.
All right, we are set to take place here. Daisy's got the ball set up to go. Waiting for the whistle, and there we go. Starting district championship in Cambridge, D2 volleyball. Daisy Witt with the serve, right hand to get it away, and it's going to sail out on the first serve.
Yep. Gotta settle those nerves, take a deep breath, take your time, and serve it in. Their
right.
Heart set up, they have the black unis with green sleeves. Cambridge is in all black unis with orange numbers. Good swing for Dorothy Krause on that right side there. She gets it down and gets the point.
All right, tied at 1 now. Set to serve for the Irish.
The ball over and in.
Spike by Cambridge, over.
Good dig by Isabel Newsbaum, number 1. Set Hallie up in the back.
Cambridge gets it back over.
Good dig by Dorothy.
Taylor in the middle for Cambridge, getting the block. Point goes to Cambridge.
Kemper tried to cover that, but after her swing, just couldn't get around the block and cover.
5'10 senior, Annabelle Taylor right there in the block. Serve away for Cambridge. It's going to go in the net for Colburn Clausen.
All righty, that sets up number 8, Ryan Westmore, back to serve for the Irish.
Over and down for points.
Just off the hands of number 1, Isabel Newsom there.
3-2 Cambridge here early in the first set. Set to serve now is Brooklyn Holtz, junior. Ball's across and over.
Kemper Sipple with the dig, Daisy with the set, and Hallie over and in.
Cambridge handles it pretty good. Gets the ball back over, and Sacred Heart blocks it.
Good
Cambridge.
Block.
Right at the net.
Yep.
Cambridge tips it back. Sacred Heart having trouble with it. list on Sacred Heart to Point Cambridge.
A little bit of a communication error there between your right, your left, your outside, and your middle there on who was going to take that.
And Holt set up to serve again for the Trojans. Serve is away, ball is over, dug by Sacred Heart. Spike is down to Sacred Heart, which can go out of bounds. A little long.
A little long by Kempers to fall in between there.
Brings it 5-2 now through Cambridge over Fall City Sacred Heart. Again, Brooklyn Holtz, your server. She's serving from straight middle of the court. Ball's up and over.
Kemper, number 11, with a dig there. Jason sets it up for Isabel on the outside. And first she is out.
Digging it just a little bit out. Sacred Heart's going to take a timeout. And with that, we're going to send it back to Aaron in the studio. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KTNC FM 107.1 and AM 1230.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Cambridge, Nebraska here. Sacred Heart takes their first time out. They're trailing 6-2. Some of our sponsors today is CMC, Mustang Seats, and Highland Community College. All right, again, Cambridge set to serve Brooklyn Holtz. And she serves from right in the middle of the court. Serve is away. It's kind of up.
And she is picking on Kemper there in that box. Side.
There we go.
There we go. Side out of it. Side out there by Daisy Witt. And we have a stud. Bailey Lemron is heading back to serve. She is serving on this right side of the court here. She has a really great serve. Watching her serve, she has a really great serve. Over and in for Bailey there. Ooh, just out and off the block of the hands of Kemper Sickle and Isabel Newsbaum.
The point goes to Cambridge. They're up 7-3. Set up to serve for Cambridge in the back is Annabelle Taylor, 5'10 senior. And it looks like she's going to serve pretty much in the middle of the court. Right hand serve is up and away.
Good dig by Dorothy Krause there. Bailey sets up Kemper on the right side, and Kemper gets it over and in.
That one hit the net.
Yep.
Cambridge had a good spike there, and it hit the net. All right, so we point to Sacred Heart. They're behind 7-4.
Emerson Courtney is the libero. She's back serving. Good serve over and in, back row. Ooh, and a tip. We're ready for tip.
Yep, tip by Jocelyn Holtz, 5'9 junior for Cambridge, and got the ball in for a point. They're ahead 8-4. Set up to serve is Elizabeth Kubik, 5'8 junior. Again, serving right in the middle of the court. Ball is up and over, dug by Sacred Heart.
Dorothy dug that, and then set right back to her and got the kill.
There you go.
She's all over the place. She is quick.
Dorothy Krause, good job. Point Sacred Heart, 8-5. Newsbaum set to serve.
Over and in. Another tip, Ryan Westengard. Oh, dang it. Dorothy Krause got it up after Ryan's touch, and it just went out of bounds.
Point Cambridge, 9-5. Sitting back to serve is Mallory Springer, 5'10 senior. She's going to line up a little bit to the right now on this normal starting. Just going to hit the tip on the net.
Dug by Isabel Newsbaum, set up by Daisy Witt, tail by Dorothy Krause.
Krause gets it in for a point, 9-6, Cambridge.
And we are back to our first server, your senior, Daisy Witt. Daisy's serve is up and over and in. Oh, good block.
Cambridge did a good job digging it out.
Very scrappy on the Cambridge side.
Point Cambridge.
That was just a little bit off there, causing Dorothy to have to try and get it over, but just couldn't do it.
10-6 Cambridge. Jocelyn holds that service, sorry.
Oh,
gotten
back over by Sacred Heart.
That's gonna go out. Your spike by Brooklyn Holtz is gonna go long. Point Sacred Heart, 10-7. Cambridge takes the lead.
Alrighty, Dorothy Crowell is back for sure for the Irish, number 4. Serve is over and in.
Oh, wow.
Crappy.
Cambridge does that one out of nowhere and got it across. All City, Sacred Heart sends it out of bounds. Point Cambridge.
That was crappy on that side. I was thinking that was already an ace.
That was it too. It looked like it hit the ground, but
yeah.
It did. A good dig for Cambridge there. Set the serve is Colburn Clausen. Serve his way, just kicks the net, but enough again to go over.
Number 3, Daisy sets up Ryan Westgaard for a kill. She gets it down on the right hand side of the Cambridge court. And then she is heading back to serve.
11-8, Cambridge.
Alrighty, Ryan Westgaard gets it up and over into middle back.
Cambridge had trouble with that serve. Got out of position, but favored them anyway. Sacred Heart sends it out of bounds. Point Cambridge, 12-8. Setting up the serve now for Cambridge is Brooklyn Holtz, 5'9 junior. Great serve. It's just straight serve, tipped the net, and Kraus had a tough time handling it. 13-8, Cambridge.
Falling a little bit too short.
Serve is across, dug by Sacred Heart.
And Holly Jones with the kill. They do it with the assist.
13-9, Cambridge.
Alrighty, number 2, Bailey Lemeron, a freshman, is back to serve for the Sacred Heart Irish. She is serving on the right side of the court. She is up and over, and the ball is in.
Cambridge digs it, sets it up, serves it, or spikes it across.
Good dig by Ryan Westgaard, number 8, gets it set up. J.C. Witt, roll spike over to the middle.
Set by, or certain spike by Cambridge, I'm having trouble.
Dorothy Crowell with the dig. Sacred Heart sends it back over. Tip on the block by Kemper and Isabel. And Isabel just swings out of bounds.
Out of bounds, point goes to Cambridge, 14-9. Dropping back to serve is Mallory Springer. Nope, wrong one. We saw 3. It's Annabelle Taylor, number 13. Annabelle Taylor. Serve is across, dug by Sacred Heart.
Bailey Lemeron with the set. J.C. Witt with...
Going to go long.
Long. Just a little bit long there.
All right. Point, Cambridge, 15-9. The Sacred Heart's going to take their second time out of this first set. We're going to send them back to Aaron in the studio. You're listening to High School Volleyball on MSCSports.net, KTNC FM 107, AM 1230.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Cambridge, 1002 Nelson Street. Again, Sacred Heart on the road playing Cambridge for your district volleyball chance to go to state. They trail 15-9. Sacred Heart took their second time out of the first set. Cambridge's serve is across the net and good. Sacred Heart digs it, spikes it, sends it back, and a good spike. Cambridge scrapping it out, though, and got it back across.
Dug out by Kemper Stiffle. Kemper goes back to the swing. Rock, but they dig it out of the net. Daisy went over, and gets the kill.
Daisy did a good dink.
Yeah.
There, up and over the stretched arms of the Cambridge front row and got it in, and they did dig it, but it went out of bounds.
Yep.
So point Sacred Heart, 15-10.
That sets up Emerson Courtney, number 5, De Libero, back to serve. The serve is over and in. Good serve.
Cambridge had trouble with the serve, but it got a good spike, and Sacred Heart couldn't handle it. Point Cambridge, 16-10. Setting the serve is Elizabeth Kubik, 5'8 junior. that is to serve as a cross dug out by Sacred Heart.
And that's for Isabel Newsom to take Chris Wing off the block. Neely Lemeron with the set. And blocked by Cambridge, back over, set by Emerson Courtney with the roll shot from the back row. Oh, good dig by Ryan Westergaard in the back. Just at the net. Sacred Heart sends it back over to Cambridge. Good rally.
Still alive. Sacred Heart having trouble, and the Grizzlies couldn't get it. Went too far out of bounds, and they did a good job. That was a good rally there.
Yep.
The point goes to Cambridge, 17-10.
Good hustle on Sacred Heart's side to get that ball, trying to save and get it over as he's playing, but...
Kubik on the serve, 5A junior, serve is across, dug by Krause. Nope,
Courtney. Yep. Good swing by Courtney on the left side there, outside.
Point Cambridge.
Off the hands of middle blocker Isabel Newsbaum. Hands just got to be a little bit stronger there.
18-10 Cambridge. Again, Kubik, your server. Serve is up and over.
Dug by Krause. Bailey Limeron with the set. Isabel Newsom with a little roll shot to the middle.
Spike by Cambridge is going to get down and in. Jocelyn Holtz there on that spike for the Trojans.
Sacred Heart does a little bit of some shifting, try to get something changed here, try to get the side out.
Trouble on the serve there for Sacred Heart. Point goes to Cambridge as it goes out of bounds. 20-10. Sacred Heart. Sorry, Cambridge. Cambridge set to serve again is Kubik, serving from the right in the middle of the court. Serve is away by the right-hander, right over the net, dug out by Sacred Heart. That was a lift by Cambridge, and there's a late whistle by the officials, but
Sacred
I'm not
Heart
a volleyball
point.
Person, and I knew
yeah.
that one.
Yeah.
Point Sacred Heart, 20-11, Cambridge leads.
Here we go, number one is the Newsom back to serve. Serve is over and in.
Cambridge digs it. Second hit. Spike coming down and it's going to find its way through.
Just a little bit of a roll shot around the empty donut.
Cambridge gets a point there. They're up 21-11 here in the first set. Set back to her serve is Mallory Springer, 5'10 senior. Serve is up and away and over.
Courtney just
got
out of the back row.
Well, good block there by Cambridge on the left side of their net. Two girls, number eight and number two.
Roll through, drop right in between them. That was good heads-up play by Stacey Witt there, and she is back to serve.
I didn't bother to ask if those Holt schools were related to each other, but they got to be.
Uh-huh. Good serve by Stacey Witt.
Oh, wow. Man. Woo! Brooklyn Holt. Solid, solid spike there for Cambridge. They take it to 22-12 now. Jocelyn Holt set to serve. Serve is up and over, dug out by Sacred Heart. Newsbaum sends it back across, and it's
going to
go in right in that back corner. From the back row of Newsbaum, puts it up and over and finds that corner. Point Sacred Heart, 22-13.
Roll shot from the back row that landed perfectly in the corner there. Number four, Dorothy Krause, is back to serve for the Irish. Over and in.
Good serve by Sacred Heart, but dug out by Cambridge.
Roll shot by Cambridge over. Stacey setting. Callie Jones on the outside.
Out on the backside, not by much.
No, that looked into me.
Sacred Heart's wanting a touch. Nobody's asking the official for a... All right, 23-13, Cambridge.
Big by Dorothy Krause in the back row. Sets Callie Jones up again.
Just a little bit long on the out of bounds here. Not by much, but yeah, out of bounds, Sacred Heart.
Match point here for Cambridge, 24-13.
Wasson set to serve for the Trojans. Serve is up and over.
Take by Dorothy Krause, and a dump by Stacey Witt. Good heads-up play from the center in the back row. She digs that. Sets up Isabel Newsbaum and Hallie Jones.
Nice.
Good.
Came
off the tip of the fingers of Holly, and Dorothy dug it out. Sacred Heart sent it back over. good block by Kemper Simple and Ryan Westergaard. Again, another block by those
right.
two.
They just keep going. Now we got Cambridge on another fall in.
Yep.
Cambridge will take the first set, 25-13. You're listening to, go ahead, sorry.
Just through the hands of our blockers there.
Yeah. Wow. All right, so Aaron, we'll send it back to Aaron in the studio. You're listening to high school district championship volleyball on KTNC, FM 107 and AM 1230.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Fall harvest is in full swing. Farmers are busy, busy, busy in the field, harvesting this year's crop and hauling it to market. And sometimes they do have to take the main roads to get there. You've probably gotten stuck behind one of those slow-moving orange triangles once or twice. Ag Partners Co-op would like to remind everyone to slow down, share the road, and drive safely. Next time you get behind a farmer on the road, just give him or her a little wave. Ag Partners Cooperative, partnering for the future.
When it comes to concrete, Max Freshel doesn't just build for you, he builds trust with you. Freshel Concrete Construction is your go-to for residential and commercial concrete work. From solid foundations to flawless flat work, need a driveway, patio, or a fresh start on your next big project? Max brings craftsmanship and reliability, so give him a call at 402-801-9146 and let Max help you lay the groundwork, literally, for something great. That's Freshel Concrete Construction in Falls City.
Local schools, local stores, local streets, they're the signs of a healthy economy, and local farmers are helping it grow. They work the land, raising crops that feeds a hungry world. And Frontier Bank plays a part too, creating a wave of activity that lifts our local economy, benefiting everyone. If you work the land, our ag specialists here at Frontier Bank can help you grow your operation. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Cambridge, Nebraska here. Again, best part of this is we're on Nelson Street. We're the two Nelsons here in the, doing the play-by-play radio broadcast. MSCSports.net, if you want to listen to it live over the internet, or KTNC FM 107.1 or AM 1230. But again, District Volleyball Championship, Sacred Heart on the road to Cambridge. Cambridge took the first set here, 25-13. Kinsey, anything?
Nothing for me. Just hoping that we can get something going this next set.
We're trying our best to do stats, and again, I'm terrible at it. Kinsey's a little better than me, but yeah.
It's just a lot different when you're just doing junior high volleyball stats on the bench.
Some of our sponsors again, Ag Partners Co-op, Frontier Bank, and Farm and City.
Alrighty, Sacred Heart is set to receive this set.
All right, set to serve for Cambridge. It's going to be number three, Mallory Springer. Serve is away, right-handed, gets it across the net.
Cambridge in court with the dig.
Oh, just rolled over that
rolled
net.
Rolled over
net.
By Dorothy Cross in the front row.
Tip by Cambridge and going to fall for a point.
There's a big, big gap in our defense right there.
Something I was trying to get ahead on earlier, the coach for Cambridge is Lauren Carpenter, and you're going to love this. They didn't know for sure if this was her sixth or seventh year.
Oh.
Six or seven.
Oh, my gosh.
Cambridge, serve is up and away over the net.
Stacy Witt.
Oh, somebody's in the net.
Cambridge is in the net. Point, Sacred Heart.
There we go.
We are tied up at one. Number three, Stacy Witt, is back to serve for the Irish. She is your lone senior on the roster. Stacy serve is over and in.
Dug out by Cambridge, not a great dig, but they're playing it up and over. They're
three across. Ball over and in to Isabel Newsom and sets it up to Hallie Jones. And a good kill by Hallie Jones on the outside. She is fired up.
That ball is right on the line. Point.
I think that is her first kill of the game so far.
There you go. 2-1, Sacred Heart has the lead. which serve is up and over. Dig by Cambridge in the middle. Not a great dig, but again, third one up and over.
Free ball over and in to your back right-hand corner. Going right back out to Hallie Jones. She tips it over. Blocked by Ryan Westengard. Oh, there's an actual call at four hits on Cambridge.
Hit the net. Looked like Westengard had it all the way. Point Sacred Heart. They're up 3-1 here in the second set.
Stacey Witt still back to serve. Over and in. Cambridge does a little roll shot.
Oh, and they're calling Sacred Heart for four hits.
No, they're going to call Ryan or Dorothy in the net.
In the net, okay. So point Cambridge.
Did not see that, yeah. But okay.
Cambridge's serve is away by Jocelyn Holtz.
Dug out by Ryan Westengard. Sets up Hallie. She gets it over.
Oh, man. Brooklyn Holtz. She come firing with that right hand on that spike and got it to fall for any point. Cambridge tied at three. Again, Jocelyn Holtz serving for Cambridge. Up and over.
Dug by Nussbaum. Roll shot by Ryan Westengard in the middle front.
That falls in on Cambridge.
And they're actually going to call Sacred Heart in the net there.
Sacred Heart in the net, okay. I'm going to say that the spike was in on the far corner.
Floating just a little bit too much when we're coming down off of the block.
4-3, Cambridge. Jocelyn Holt still serving. 5-9 junior. Serve is up and over.
Dorothy Krause with a great three pass to J.C. Witt. Oh, shoot. Hallie Jones had an amazing swing, but just Cambridge had the block set up.
Cambridge has got a lot of height there. Annabelle Taylor, 5'10 senior for that block. They get the point. They lead 5-3 here in the second.
Isabel Nussbaum with the dig. Daisy Witt sets up Dorothy Krause, and Dorothy's swing is just out of bounds there.
Hit the net and went out of bounds. Point Cambridge.
Coach Emma Ebel doing a little bit of some switching goals around to try and side out.
Cambridge's serve is up and over.
Daisy Witt dumps it over. A good heads-up play there.
Cambridge strong. Spike again. Brooklyn Holtz.
Went outside of the block there.
All right, Cambridge goes up 7-3, and Sacred Heart will take their first time out. High school volleyball on KTNC, FM 107.1, AM 1230.
Hey everybody, Bart Keller here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, your Gravely dealer. Come on in and check out our great selection of mowers. We've got 10 different models in stock. Start with the little ZT34 for that small yard, all the way up to our ProTurn 360 for the professional. Also, right now, we've got 0% interest for 48 months with approved credit, so come on in and apply today or do it from the comfort of your home. We got a great lineup. Come in, check them out today. Gravely Mowers will keep you cutting.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Cambridge, Nebraska here. Poppy Realty, and Design Company.
W7.
There you go. I thought it should be 7, but it's left off there. E&E Ag Insurance, some of our sponsors here today. All right. Sacred Heart took the timeout. Cambridge comes out of the timeout. Jocelyn Holtz puts the serve up and over.
Hallie Jones just does a little bit of a tip over. A joust up and down, and Ryan Westengard wins the joust.
And again, they took a little bit off that spike, and Cambridge can't handle the little soft spike as it goes up and over and point Sacred Heart. Cambridge leads 7-4 here in the second set.
Number 4, Dorothy Krause, is back to serve for the Irish. Her ball hits the top of the net and rolls over to Cambridge side.
Cambridge on the spike right away and just puts it down in an empty spot.
Yep. Got caught standing.
Good spike there by Cambridge. They take the point. They lead 8-4. Serve is away by Colburn Klassen. And Sacred Heart can't handle that. And it's going to be a point, Cambridge. 9-4, Cambridge in the second. Again, Clausen's your server. 5-5, freshman. Freshman getting in on some action here, serving. Good serve. Sacred Heart handles it.
Kemper Sipple with a good swing and off of the hands of Cambridge. Point Sagerhart.
As another freshman.
Yes.
Freshman getting some action here in this district championship game. Point Sagerhart, 9-5 lead for Cambridge.
Sophomore number 8, Ryan Westergaard, back to serve. Her serve is over and in.
Cambridge is set there, went too far backwards and went out of bounds over the net.
Looking for your outside there, and you just...
Wow.
Your right side, and just way, way, way too far out. So Ryan Westergaard still serving.
Point Sagerhart. They trail 9-6.
Missed serve by Ryan Westergaard. Just didn't hit it all the way at its highest point, right straight into the net.
10-6 Cambridge in the second set. Brooklyn Holt set to serve, and again, she's right in the middle of this court, right-handed, gets it away. Dug out by Sipple.
Set by DC Witt. Isabel Newsom rolls it over.
Cambridge again.
Good save by Dorothy Krause, and Sagerhart saves it. Oh!
Yeah, we got two hits there.
Yep.
I thought they scrapped that out just
I
great.
I did too.
Man, they had it.
I was really scrappy by Dorothy Krause there to get it off the block there.
Yep. Point Cambridge, they lead 11-6. Griffin Holtz, your server, gets it up and over.
Dug by Ryan Westengard. Hit by Kemper Sipple over. Dug by Dorothy Krause, set and jump by J.C. Witt.
Serve or spike by Cambridge, up and Sagerhart digs it.
Set over by Holly Jones.
Cambridge puts it back over, dig by Sagerhart.
Holly Jones on that outside sends it back over again. Good swing, but Dorothy Krause is right where she needs to be, and she's digging it. And then just a hitting error on the outside there by junior number 22, Holly Jones.
Yep, Springer for Cambridge had a great spike there. Again, just disrupting Sagerhart's defense a little bit. Points Cambridge, 12-6, they lead. Serve is up and away.
Ryan Westengard with a really good dig. Sets up Holly Jones. Oh,
dang it.
She.
Holly's going to go over the line.
Went over the line.
Yep. And Sagerhart's going to take their second timeout of the second set. They trail 13-6. You're listening to High School District Champion Volleyball in Cambridge on KTNC FM 107.1 and AM 1230.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Cambridge here in Furnace County, 4 hours away from Sacred Heart. Freshel Floors, Freshel Concrete, and Runza, some of our sponsors for today. Sacred Heart took their second time out there of the second set, and Holtz serving for Cambridge is going to go up and over.
Dug by Kemper Sipple. Holly Jones with a little bit of a roll shot over.
Spike there by Cambridge. Brooklyn Holtz. It's Mallory Springer, and it's going to fall in the back corner for a point. 14-6 Cambridge in the second set. They won the first set. Set to serve again is still Brooklyn Holtz. 5'9 junior. Right hander gets it over. Served long. You can see that one get too much air in it.
Mm-hmm. Sagerhart girls were calling it out way before it was even landing.
All right, so point Sagerhart, 14-7 Cambridge in the second.
Number 2, Bailey Limeron, the freshman, is in to serve. She is getting ready to get it over and in. And it sails right to the right back.
Set up is Elizabeth Kubik there for Cambridge. Gets the spike across.
They do it with a roll shot to send it back over.
Oh,
and
nice.
A good block by Kemper Sipple and Isabel Newsom, but it just goes out of bounds there.
Man, great block, but again, this part of the game, it went out of bounds. Point Cambridge, they lead 15-7. Annabelle Taylor, your server for Cambridge. Serve is up and away.
Really good serve.
Oh, and Cambridge is in the net. Point Sagerhart. Okay, good spike there by Sagerhart, and Cambridge is in the net, so 15-8 now, Cambridge. set to serve is Courtney for Sacred Heart. Serve is up and away, and it's going to find out. No. Yeah, okay. I thought it hit the court, but Cambridge kept playing it, and I didn't hear a whistle, but I saw the referee move.
Yep.
So, good serve by Courtney. 15-9 now. Sacred Heart trails in the second set. Courtney's serve is up and over. Dig by Cambridge in the back corner. Set is up. Spike is there.
Dig by Courtney in the back row. Bailey Limron with a set to Daisy Witt, and her swing is just long and out.
Again, from here, it looked like it was close to that line, but again, it can't touch the line. So, point Cambridge. They lead 16-9. Set to serve is Elizabeth Kubik. Kubik's right-handed serve is up and away. It's going to fall back and deep, but served well, or caught by Sacred Heart, and the spike. Sacred Heart is blocked by Cambridge, and Sacred Heart can't get it back across as it goes out of bounds. So point Cambridge, 17-9 is their lead here in the second. Sacred Heart is out of timeouts. Coach Ebel's telling her team to switch around a little bit on their defense. Serve is away.
Isabel Newsom with a dig. Bailey Rimlund sets it up, and a little bit low of a set, but Dorothy Krause handles it. And then a missed hit and a hitting error on the Cambridge side.
All right.
So that sets
point.
Up Isabel Newsom to go back to serve.
Point Sacred Heart. They trail 17-10 here in the second.
Her serve is over and in.
Serve is up and over. Cambridge does a great job spiking as Mallory Springer.
Isabel Newsom digs it, and we Dorothy sends it back over. Roll shot to Daisy Witt. She gets it up. Bailey Limeron sets it up. And a tip over by Dorothy Krause on the right-hand side.
Cambridge.
Ooh.
Jocelyn Holtz gets it over on the spike, and Sacred Heart has trouble getting it, and it's going to go out of bounds. Point Cambridge. 18-10, Cambridge leads here in the second. Get Mallory Springer dropping back. She's the two seniors on this Cambridge team. And it goes in the net. I looked down at my bracket to see what grade she was in, and I missed it. So point Sacred Heart. They trail 18-11.
Senior number 3, Daisy Witt, is back to serve. Her serve is over and in.
Cambridge handles it pretty good. Set us up. Spike goes in. Good block by Sacred Heart. Cambridge catches it again.
Good dig by Emerson Courtney. It goes right back over to the Cambridge side, keeping them on their toes. Tip over. Daisy, the setter, takes it. Isabel Newsom sets it up for a good swing by Dorothy Cross, but Cambridge handles it.
She threw her arms up just to protect her head, but she did it.
Good swing by Dorothy, but once again, Cambridge is all over the place.
Uh-oh, trouble. Sacred Heart's got it, puts it across.
Dorothy
has trouble there.
Yes, Dorothy Krause had three consistent swings there, back to back to back.
There you go, and she gets the point for Sacred Heart. They trail 18-12 here in the second.
Daisy Witt back to serve again. Her serve is over and in.
Cambridge digs it, sets it, spikes it across. Sacred Heart has trouble with it on that one. Cambridge gets the point. Kind of fell in that back center area where Sacred Heart didn't really have anybody. All right, Cambridge takes the point. They lead 19-12 here in the second set. Back to serve is Jocelyn Holtz. Right-handed server gets it up and over and finds the corner.
Oh,
it's
Kyle coming
Holtz
up here to us.
If I would have had a good shoulder, I could have had that.
That one sailed right off the hands of Isabel Newsom, and it came back to us.
I could have spiked it, too, if I had a good shoulder. Anyway.
You're a wrestler. You're not a volleyball player. Stick to the mat, not to the court.
Yes, there you go. Point Cambridge.
Ooh. Dorothy Krause on the swing, but
yep.
It just hits the top of the net, and they're going to call it 4 on the Irish.
Point Cambridge. They lead 21-12. Set back to serve. It's Jocelyn Holtz. In the right-hander from the center, gets it up and over.
Isabel Newsom with a dig. Daisy Witt sets it up for Hallie Jones on the left side, and she rolls, shots it over. Wow.
Oh, oh man. Brooklyn Holtz hammers that down. Sacred Heart had trouble getting to it.
She just split the blockers right away.
Point Cambridge, they lead 22-12 here in the second. Again, Holtz serves it over. Sacred Heart gets it. Hallie serves, spikes it long. Okay. looking for that back left corner and just a little bit too long. Point Cambridge, 23-12.
Sacred Heart's doing a little bit of defensive switching, trying to get a side out here.
Jocelyn Holtz is your server. Gets it across.
Ryan Westengard takes it and then gets it from Daisy to shoot it across.
And Cambridge spikes that one out of bounds. Point Sacred Heart. Cambridge tried to take a little bit off that spike and she wanted to dink it down on that side but just went out of bounds. Point 23-13, Cambridge, second set.
With the cross, back to serve. The serve is over and in.
Cambridge does a good job.
Look at Dorothy going for that.
Yep. Dorothy dug that one out again.
Emerson Courtney sends it back over.
Cambridge, Brooklyn Holtz with the spike there. Gets a point. They lead 24-13. So match point for Cambridge here in the second set. They won the first set 25-13.
So we're right about at the same score again here in the second
set.
Dug by Ryan Westengard. J.C. Witt sets it up for a Kemper Sipple. It did. Those blockers did touch it on the Cambridge side. So Sacred Heart gets another chance.
And they
capitalize on that and they score on that.
Cambridge hits it out of bounds off that block. So point Sacred Heart. They trail 24-14 here in the second.
Number 8, Ryan Westengard, a sophomore. She is back to serve.
Westengard serves up and over. Cambridge digs it out of the middle back. Sets it,
spikes it. With a dig, Daisy Witt sets it up for Kemper Sipple, the freshman, and Kemper Sipple, the freshman, gets the kill.
There you go, Sipple, good job. Cambridge had trouble on that spike, and it goes out of bounds for Cambridge, but point Sacred Heart, 24-15, Cambridge leads in the second.
Westengard still back to serve. Serve over and in.
Dig by Cambridge in the middle, set the spike.
Dorothy Krause with a dig. Daisy Witt sets it up, and she...
She
set it. Her set was off. It went on the Cambridge side, and Cambridge just wasn't ready for that.
Right. Cambridge tried to dink it back over and put it right in the net. Point Sacred Heart. 24-16, Cambridge in the second.
Westengard's serve is over and in.
Dig by Cambridge. Spike.
Off the block.
Out of bounds.
Way too... far out for the Sacred Heart Irish to get that.
Point Cambridge. They win the second set 25-15. Man, they're quick taking that score off the board. All right, we'll send it back to Aaron in the studio for a two-minute break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on MSCSports.net, KTNC FM 107.1 and AM 1230.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Whether it's your hometown gear or a quick to-go meal, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Fall City. From custom tees and cozy hoodies to snacks and to-go lunches, W7 should be your next stop whether shopping for you or someone else. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at w7designco.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Fall City. Custom looks from homegrown roots.
When it comes to ag insurance, you have choices. At E&E Ag Insurance, we believe producers should know their options. Hi, this is Erin Rishik.
And I'm Erin Odin. Together, we have made a commitment to educate producers on the details of each policy. Risk management is very complex. Our fresh take on crop insurance will help you make informed decisions.
And that's where our expertise comes in. Let us meet you where you are, on the farm or in the office, to discuss options.
E&E Ag Insurance in Beatrice and Fall City. Your farm, our commitment.
Looking to upgrade your floors? Fresho Floors in Fall City has you covered. With 25 years of experience, they deliver top-notch craftsmanship and custom coatings for homes and businesses. From design to installation, Fresho Floors offers start-to-finish solutions, and their work speaks for itself. Call 402-245-3567 or visit FreshoFloors.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fresho Floors, quality flooring, hometown solution.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Cambridge, Nebraska, 1002 Nelson Street, home of the Cambridge Trojans. Cambridge took the second set there, 25-15, and now lead 2-0. Over on our sister station, KLZA, JCC just defeated Elwin Murdoch in 3 sets. They are 31-0 and headed to state. From the southeast Nebraska area, JCC defeats Elwin Murdoch. Tonight at 6 o'clock, make sure you stay tuned on KTNC as the Huskers are playing their against the USC night game. I think they have a special theme going on for that.
The blackout game.
Blackout, yeah. I knew somebody said something somewhere. I heard it. And then tomorrow afternoon, listen on Sunny 101 as the Chiefs take on the Bills. All right, set 3. Sacred Heart has the serve.
All righty, number 3, J.C. Witt back to serve it up. Serve over and in.
Spike by Cambridge and falls in for a score. And there was a milestone. We got the information, but I didn't listen to it real well.
Cambridge's setter, number 2, I believe. Mallory
Holtz.
No.
Mallory Springer.
Mallory Springer had 2,000 assists. She just hit her 2,000 assist mark in that last set.
5'10 senior Mallory Springer, 2,000 assists. All right, rally going on here. Cambridge gets it up and over. Sacred Heart hits the back. Cambridge hits the back, and we got in the net.
Sacred Heart is in the net there.
Hey, Sacred Heart in the net. Point goes to Cambridge. They lead 2-0 here on the third set. And they are up 2-0. In the back row serving that up is Jocelyn Holtz. Her serve is up and over. Dug out by Sacred Heart. Oh.
Just a long sweep by Dorothy Krause, number 4, the junior.
Cambridge
goes out and long.
Cambridge takes that point. Lead 3-0. Again, Jocelyn Holtz is your server. Right-handed up and over.
Ryan Westengard with the dig. And Dorothy Krause, she was just a little bit out of position, but
yep,
she knew what she needed to do and did a little bit of a tip right over and gets it down and gets the point.
Yep, exactly. Perfect spot for her. Point Sacred Heart, they trail 3-1.
She is back to serve, number 4, Dorothy Krause. She had a really great serve there.
Cambridge dug that, but it went a little too far to the other side, and they couldn't get it back into play. Out of bounds, Cambridge, point Sacred Heart. They trail 3-2 here in the third.
Dorothy Krause is still back to serve. Serve over and in. Blocked by number 8, Rand Westergaard.
Serve, spike by Cambridge.
Right back to the block, yep.
Oh.
Dig by Dorothy Krause. Stacy sets it up for Kemper Sipple, who gets blocked but then digs it back for her coverage.
Cambridge center line there. Annabelle Taylor, 5'10 senior, finally getting the block and putting it back down. Point Cambridge, they lead 4-2. Third set. Serve by Cambridge. Hits the back row. Westengard takes it.
Dumped over by Daisy Witt.
Oh, just going to fall in on Cambridge. Cambridge gets the point on Sacred Heart there. Takes the lead 5-2.
Just right off the block and couldn't get there.
Yep. Clausen serving for Cambridge. Hits the back row.
Big by Emerson Courtney. Sets it up to Holly Jones, who hits it, and Brian Westergaard comes back over to our side, and she takes it right back over. Ball coming up on the stage here.
Ooh, good job. Good job. Way to sit that. You could have spiked that, too. You got to touch.
No.
We both got to touch the ball sitting back there on the stage.
We did.
Point Cambridge. They lead 6-2.
Taken by Kemper Sipple in the back row. Dorothy sets it, and free-balled over by Ryan Westergaard.
Oh, dink. Spike by Cambridge gets effective and gets it over. Sacred Heart handles it.
Stacey Witt was right there and ready for it. She was anticipating that little tip there. And, oh, Sacred Heart with the save. Tip to Ryan Westergaard just off the hands of the middle blocker, Ryan Westergaard there. Point Cambridge. Sacred Heart will take their first time out of the set. Cambridge leads 7-2.
We'll send it back to Aaron in the studio. You're listening to district volleyball finals on KTNC FM 107.1 or AM 1230.
Before the turkey hits the table, hit the pavement for a cause. It's Community Medical Center's annual turkey trot, Thursday, November 27th. Walk, run, or stroll to support the Senka Food Pantry and Richardson County House of Hope. Join us on the CMC campus. Registration starts at 7:30 with the trot kicking off at 8. Entry is just $25 and every step makes a difference. Register online or contact Linda Santo with questions. Let's give thanks and give back. The CMC Turkey Trot, November 27th in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Cambridge, Nebraska, here at District Final Volleyball with Sacred Heart on the road. F&M Bank has presented this game, one of our big sponsors, CMC, Mustang Seeds, and Highland Community College as well. Cambridge puts the serve across and over.
Ryan Westinger takes the dig, and she gets set up by Casey with the swing, and her swing is just into the net. Couldn't get that ball over.
Points Cambridge, they lead 8-2 in the third set, and they lead to 2-0. Serve is away by Culver and Clausen.
Kemper Sipple takes it and sends it back over. She gets it back from Hallie Jones. Casey Witt on the dig. Dorothy Krause sets it up. Hallie shoots it across Cambridge.
Cambridge puts that spike in and hits the arms of Sacred Heart but drops down.
Alrighty, it is Sacred Heart point.
Yeah.
Number 8, Ryan Westingard. I used to babysit Ryan Westingard. Did you know that?
Yeah, I remember the cat biting somebody.
Yeah, her cat scratched her, yeah. What a great babysitter I was. I had her get scratched by a cat on my watch.
Cambridge puts the spike over, and Westingard can't get to it in time and falls down for a point. Cambridge leads 9-3 here in the third. Sets a serve in the back is Brooklyn Holtz, 5'9 junior. Right-hander gets it up and away. Sacred Heart digs it, but it has trouble, and it's going to hit up here on the stage.
Good dig by Dorothy Krause, but just a little too far for the girls to get there.
10-3, Cambridge here in the third. Set to serve is Brooklyn Holtz, and right-hander from the middle, up and over is Sacred Heart.
Kemper Sipple on the long swing there, just couldn't snap and get that ball down into play.
11-3, Cambridge. Brooklyn Holtz again serving. Up and over.
Kemper Sipple, the freshman, takes the pass. Dorothy sets it up in the middle. Daisy with the free ball over.
Cambridge handles it. Sets it, spikes it, sends it across.
Daisy Witt's going to free ball it again to that back corner. Good block by Sacred Heart. Daisy Witt sends it again to the back corner.
Cambridge having trouble. They scrap it through and get it over.
Daisy Witt's going to set up Hallie Jones, and Hallie Jones sends it over.
Cambridge again doing a good job digging it out. Point Cambridge. That was a pretty good rally on both sides, but Coach Evil's going to take her second time out of the third set here. We'll send it back to the studio. You're listening to KTNC FM 107.1 at AM 1230.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Cambridge, Nebraska, here in Furnace County. Cambridge takes the lead in the third set, 12-3, and Sacred Heart has just now taken their second timeout of the third set. So we'll have to finish the rest of the way here on no timeout. Set to serve is Brooklyn Holtz. Right-handed server from the back center.
Kemper Sipple, number 11, just couldn't handle the serve there.
Point Cambridge, 13-3. Again, we said this coming in. Cambridge is on a six-game win streak and took out some pretty good opponents in their RPAC. Just got their motivation a-going. Serve over for Cambridge, and Sacred Heart having a tough time on that one, and the set goes, or serve spike goes in the net. I'll get the too many S's here. All right.
Serve, spike, set.
Rick with the whole set to serve. Up and over and across.
Close. She was pushing that out of bounds line there.
And
Holly Jones.
That goes out of bounds. Oh, that was so close to the line.
Long swing there.
I couldn't find the right line judge to find that call. You're hiding in those corners. Point Cambridge.
There's only two of them. There's not four of them. You're looking in the wrong corner. There's not one
well,
there.
Like I said, I couldn't find them. Point Cambridge, 15-3.
Good dig by Ryan Westergaard out of the middle back. Sets Dorothy Krause up for a back row attack. She gets it over. Dug out by Cambridge. Sends it back over to Sigurd Hartside. Kemper Sipple with the swing. Ooh, and the kill.
Cambridge had trouble getting to that one. It was, again, their defense not in the right spot there. So falls in for a point. A point Sacred Heart. They trail 15-4 here in the third set. They really need a big rally to get things going their direction.
Number two, the freshman Bailey Limmer on back to serve. Serve over and in.
Cambridge digs it up pretty easy, sets it. Here comes the spike on the left side. Sacred Heart handles it, puts it down for a point.
Good block by your outside there, number 11, Kemper Sipple, and number one, Isabel Nussbaum.
Mallory Springer was the spiker for Cambridge on that one. 15-5.
Bailey Limmer on back to serve again. Serve over and in. Oh, blocked by Isabel Nussbaum. She sends it back.
And that's going to fall in. Cambridge hit that back left corner on that spike, and again, nobody was there for Sacred Heart. They take the point and go up 16-5.
Just right down that back corner line.
Set to serve is Annabelle Taylor. Right-hander gets it across and just ticks the net big enough to stay it going.
Casey Witt with the swing. Good block by it. It's only Summer Joust.
There we go.
And the point.
Cambridge having trouble off that little dink joust. She called it by Nussbaum and point Sacred Heart. They trail 16-6.
Is this the first time we've seen the Cambridge libero?
Yes. I've never seen an orange jersey out there.
Orange jersey out there. First time for that. Our libero, number five, and we're seeing Courtney with the serve.
Libero for Cambridge. It's going to be Kate Solberg, 5'10 sophomore.
They've had no studs either, have they?
No, they don't. They only got two on their roster, this one right here. But my roster's got to be wrong. It says she's 5'10.
Good dig by Dorothy Krause. Yeah. She gets it set back to her, sends it over.
Oh, back to me. I can't get it. Hold on.
Kill by Cambridge there, sends it to the back row. Ball shanked, comes our way.
You know what? I found my typo. She is not 5'10", she's 5 foot. I knew she wasn't 5'10 just by looking at her from here.
Oh, yeah. How did you mess that one up? Point Cambridge.
You know how my typing skills are.
Yep.
Another point to Cambridge on that serve.
Eight serve.
19-6. Cambridge has the lead.
Just on a roll here. Coach Emma Evil is switching up her defense, trying to get a side out.
Kubik, your server for Cambridge. Right-hander from the center again.
Emerson Courtney takes it. It's just a little bit off, but Sacred Heart tries their best to send it over for a free ball. It just does not go their way.
Cambridge having a lot of success on this serving rotation right now. They got the lead 20-6. Kubik, your server, up and over.
Emerson Courtney with the dig. Bailey Lemon with the set.
There
Daisy
we go.
Witt with the kill. Her senior, number three, Daisy Witt with her kill.
So point, Sacred Heart, they trail 20-7.
That sets up number one, Isabel Nussbaum in the back row, ready to serve for the Irish. Her serve is over and in.
Cambridge got the spike, and it's going to hit that corner back there, too. Just finds the right spot, and Sacred Heart has trouble getting to it. Point Cambridge, they lead 21-7. Again, Springer is your server. Up and over.
Dorothy Krause with the dig in the back. Bailey Lemeron sets it up. J.C. Witt with a little tip over. Can't get it down. Bailey Lemeron, number two freshman, takes the dig. Dorothy Krause with a tip over.
Oh, big spike there. Handled by Sacred Heart. Cambridge hits the net on that one. Point Sacred Heart.
Good block there.
21-8. Sacred Heart trails here in the third set. Cambridge leads this two sets to zero.
Your lone senior on the Irish, number 3, J.C. Witt is back to serve. First serve over and in.
Cambridge handles it, sets it up for the spike, and it's just hit.
Off the hand.
It went out of bounds, but it just got enough of the Sacred Heart girls at the net. Point Cambridge, 22-8.
Just off the hands of the blockers there.
Jocelyn Holcher's server on the right side.
Israel Nussbaum with the dig. J.C. Witt sets it up for Holly Jones on the outside. Ooh. I thought I saw Cambridge touch that.
I did too, but they're calling it in the net and the fourth hit by Hallie. So point Cambridge, 23-8. Jocelyn holds the server in the back row.
Israel Nussbaum with the dig. J.C. Witt sets up Dorothy Krause there. Save. J.C. Witt sends it back over to Cambridge. He sends it back over to Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart is ready to set it up again. And Dorothy Krause with the hitting errors takes it straight to the net.
24-8, Cambridge. So match point there in the third set. Again, they lead the game 2-0. So this is their trip to state on the line here. Set serve is up and over.
Ryan with the girl with the dig. Ace Lewis says Callie Jones, who sends it to the back corner.
Spike by Cambridge hits the net. The Sacred Heart handles it.
Great ball over by Emerson Courtney Rivera, number 5.
Spike by Cambridge hits the net, but tough to handle, but Sacred Heart handles it. And point Cambridge. They win the third set 25-8, and they are headed to state. We'll send it back to Aaron in the studio, and then we'll come back for a recap. You're listening to D2 District Volleyball Finals, MSCSports.net, KTNC FM 107.1, AM 1230.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Fall harvest is in full swing. Farmers are busy, busy, busy in the field, harvesting this year's crop and hauling it to market. And sometimes they do have to take the main roads to get there. You've probably gotten stuck behind one of those slow-moving orange triangles once or twice. Ag Partners Co-op would like to remind everyone to slow down, share the road, and drive safely. Next time you get behind a farmer on the road, just give him or her a little wave. Ag Partners Cooperative, partnering for the future.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Cambridge, Nebraska here on Nelson Street, as Cambridge has just defeated the Sacred Heart Irish 3-0 to punch their fifth consecutive state trip to Lincoln, Pinnacle Bank. Mackenzie, what do you think? Anything?
I mean, the Irish came in and they tried to take care of business, but just couldn't get it done. They looked good in certain spots, but just couldn't handle some of those tough, tough spikes and swings and kills of the Cambridge Trojans.
And again, Sacred Heart knew they were going to struggle with their height a little bit, but they had to have some scrappiness, and they did for the first two sets, and just kind of fell flat there in the third. All right, again, we didn't do a very good job keeping stats, Anything you want to report on your stat side?
I got nothing.
I got nothing on my side, too. All right, so we apologize to the volleyball faithfuls. We didn't do very good on our stats. But again, some of our sponsors of today, F&M Bank is our pinnacle sponsor, but Frontier Bank, Farm and City, Poppy Realty, W7 and Design, E&E Ag, Freshel Floors, Freshel Concrete, and Runza. All right, again, this is Troy Nelson from Cambridge. I want to thank my daughter, Mackenzie, for helping me out, bailing me out. All right, you're listening to D2 District Finals Volleyball from Cambridge, KTNC FM 107 and AM 1230.